Good evening.
Good evening, Malta. Good evening, Malka.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Malka. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Did you have a good day?
I did. How about you?
I did as well.
So how's the eyesight?
How's the outside of what?
How's your eyesight since you've had the cataract surgery?
My eyesight is well. Everything is coming along fine.
Right.
Everything is moving along fine. The healing is proceeding well.
Right. Glad to hear it.
And I will need to have... I will need to have reading glasses, but right now the $4 pair for the, you know, that basically just magnifies is working fine.
Right.
So I'm not sure I'll have to have prescriptions. I'll just use these.
Well, that's great. I placed that check in the mail Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you.
I'm not sure Thomas is going to be with us until Tony gets truly healed.
I see.
But we'll just have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. I know they're probably both exhausted.
Absolutely. I think that's what happened Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just wait, see if Brandy comes.
Okay.
If you want, we can start just with you if you'd like, or do you want to wait?
I'll wait on Brandy.
Okay.
Brandilla.
Good evening.
Evening.
We will begin. We are studying the Sulam commentary on the Zohar for Parsha Lech Lecha, and it's Pasuk 93 is where we will start tonight. This is a deep Zohar class, and I'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud kutsha barichu ishkinte bid chilur chimud chilud chilur chimu. Le'akta l'Shem yud hei bavad hei. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asof Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Pasuk 93. Ahadarna Lemi Le'kadmai Tefar Shata Ketid Mitzalmi Hashomim Asovavim Fa'ir Wigomer Tenan Avat Kudsha Barichu Yerushalem Ve'ela Kegavna Da Berushalem Diltata Peshulin umigdalin ufitchin petichin weinun domot etaman it alaihu nasrin denatre tare deinun domot diktiv al Tomotayich Yerushalayim Ichati Shomrim Wigomer Umikael Kahana Rabba Ila Amikaho Natre Tare Deinun Chomot. The translation Let us return to the first subject of this passage, where it is written, the watchmen that go about the city found me. We have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, constructed the celestial Jerusalem, namely Bina, to be just like the terrestrial Jerusalem, namely Malchut, with walls, towers, and open gates. And those walls there, the walls in Bina and Malchut, have guards stationed upon them, as it is written, I have set watchmen upon your walls, Jerusalem. And Michael, the high priest, is the highest of the gate watchmen. My commentary. And we all think that Michael is the angel connected to Chesed. He is, and by being a watchman, he is demonstrating Hashem's mercy in bringing the mistakes and the soul parts to cleansing and to Teshuvah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I guess the watchmen are the angels that guard.
The watchmen are the angels that guard, but we're referring to the upper Jerusalem.
Right.
And Michael brings the sacrifices in the upper garden, in the upper cities. But he is considered the highest watchman because he is bringing the judgments with mercy upon the people who have made mistakes, who have sinned. the way the high court, the way the court works in Jerusalem, in the upper Jerusalem, as was described to me by one of my students who indicated that he had seen these many times for many people, and one of the people he saw them for was for me because he appeared as a witness in my defense. And the way he described it is the Satan brings out of love, but he brings harsh judgment, strict judgment. So he prepares a plan to motivate each person to return to Hashem and do teshuvah. But he does so based on strict judgment. The court calls witnesses that ask the court for mercy and to mediate the plan, to make it less onerous, less judgmental, just less harsh judgment, and more sweetened judgment. But they're all trying to motivate the person to do teshuvah and to return to Hashem.
So if a person doesn't do teshuvah, the watchman or Satan brings them to the high court, and if they don't do teshuvah, then pure judgment comes in without mercy. I mean, God's always mercy, but
if the person does not do teshuvah, then the plan to motivate the change will be including harsh judgment.
So they would have to come back and reincarnate.
Let me give you an example. It might make it clearer.
Okay.
A homeless person approaches someone, and the person does not reach into his pocket and does not make the donation. That night, that action is brought before the tribunal, the court, and Satan then brings a plan to correct that mistake. So he brings the tomorrow, or a week from tomorrow, he sets a plan where the person, the homeless person that approached him, will approach him again and ask for it. But in the meantime, Satan has created a plan of chaos that will cause the person to realize that they need to give the dollar in charity. But there is somebody else, another homeless person, that person gave money to, gave a dollar to, a few days before. So that homeless person who got the dollar comes and asks for mercy upon the person who didn't give it this time. And the person explains in his defense, or in maybe in his accusation, that the reason he didn't give it this time is because he knew the guy would buy a bottle of booze with the dollar. And so the judge says to Satan, this plan doesn't take into account that sometimes he does give it and sometimes he doesn't. So we need to make it less onerous. We need to make the chaos in the plan to bring him to teshuvah different. So Satan goes back to the drawing board and then brings another plan. Only this time, it's not quite as harsh, but it's still got a lot of strict judgments, a lot of chaos. And when that plan is presented to the court, they again call for somebody to speak up. Well, the person who got the money the last time, he doesn't come forward to speak up because he feels that this plan that's being presented now is appropriate. So if no one speaks up, the court renders a verdict that this new plan that Satan presented is what is going to happen in his life in the next few days or weeks or months or years or lifetimes. Now, this pasuk is telling us that Michael can be the witness that says this plan is acceptable to him. Or Michael can be the witness that says, no, we need to go back to another drawing, to another plan.
So Michael is the watchman and also the witness. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the watchman and the witness. What is a witness?
Oh, the same.
It's a watchman, isn't it? A watchman observes what happens.
Right.
A watchman observes what happens. You're just thinking in terms of the watchman being on the wall observing. But Michael doesn't come down to earth to observe what happens. He just sees everything that happens because everything that's spiritual is available to spiritual entities. So he says, yes, I saw it, and what the Satan has presented as his plan is acceptable to me. And then so that plan is going to be ruled as appropriate by the judges.
Is Michael just for the nation at Jerusalem? And the other nations have other watchmen, right?
Yes, the other nations have other watchmen. And Michael observes them as well. So if the person was approached by a non-Jewish pauper, homeless person, and he gave it to him, but he didn't give it to the Jewish person, then Michael would render, information about what he saw.
So Michael is the watchman for the whole universe?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the meaning of, and Michael is the high priest, is the highest of the gate watchman.
Okay. Wow. So the person you spoke about said that he witnessed for you. Was that through meditation?
Yes.
Okay.
Through the meditation that I taught him.
Okay.
When you're the subject of the court, it's very difficult for you to be seen. It's very difficult for you to see the whole court proceedings. You only see what you report, what you confirm. When Satan comes and says, this is what he did, the soul has to agree that that's what I did. But the soul never lies, so the soul is always honest about what was his motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in. We're a little early, but I'm going to have to go tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
At 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock your time, we'll have the RE class, the writings of the
okay.
RE.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.